In this bulletin, a mask mandate imposed on the Northern Territory and lockdown extended for the Katherine region. A class action is launched into strip searches at music festivals. And in sport, all players across participating nations at next year's Rugby League World Cup will be guaranteed payment for the first time in the tournament's history. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A mask mandate has been imposed and a lockdown extended in the Northern Territory after health officials recorded 9 new COVID-19 cases. Mask-wearing rules will apply for all Territorians when they are leaving their homes unless they are undertaking vigorous exercise. The lockdown for Greater Katherine has been extended until 6 o'clock on November 22nd, while officials are conducting testing and tracing on Tuesday. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the Territory is battling 2 separate COVID-19 clusters and all 9 new cases are First Nations people.
A 71-year-old man, a 65-year-old woman who has been admitted to Royal Darwin Hospital, a 62-year-old woman, a 40-year-old woman, a 38-year-old woman, a 22-year-old woman, a 16-year-old girl, 2 5-year-old girls, twins.
Northern Territory Labor Senator Melandiri McCarthy says her sister is the source of the COVID-19 infection in Robinson River, marking the first case of the virus in a remote Northern Territory community. It entered a sudden lockdown with Greater Katherine after the 30-year-old woman from the area tested positive to COVID-19. Senator McCarthy is urging members of the community to get tested and vaccinated against coronavirus.
That people vaccinate, you know, across the Northern Territory and indeed right across Australia. Get yourselves tested with the teams that are out there and to make sure that you look out for one another. I'd like to say a personal message, and that is that to my sister, our thoughts and prayers are with her and our family. Negative messages in terms of social media that have discouraged people, in particular First Nations people, from vaccinating is completely disgraceful.
Google has announced a $1 billion 5-year commitment to launch a digital future initiative in Australia. The project aims to help build Australia's digital infrastructure, including cloud computing, and establish its first Australian research hub with a team of local researchers and entrepreneurs. Speaking at the launch, Prime Minister Scott Morrison hailed the investment as a vote of confidence in the federal government's digital strategy. But Mr. Morrison also warned regulation will be tightened if the digital world is not cleaned up to meet safety standards.
The Australian government is embracing these opportunities, but we are not naive to the risks. We've got to create the safe space for those technologies to have their best dividend. I want every Australian and every Australian business to understand the opportunities that digitalisation offers us.
Lawyers have launched a class action investigation into what they believe could be hundreds of unlawful strip searches of music festival patrons by New South Wales Police. Slater and Gordon and the Redfern Legal Centre say hundreds of people were unlawfully searched at the Splendour in the Grass music festivals in 2016, 2017, 2018 and 2019. Solicitor Alexis Goodstone says class action will seek redress for the many people subjected to invasive and traumatic searches. An unlawful police search is classified by law as an assault and gives rise to compensation. New South Wales Police say officers are required to suspect on reasonable grounds that the circumstances are serious and urgent when determining whether a strip search is necessary. To sport, players across all nations participating in next year's Rugby League World Cup will be guaranteed payment for the first time in the tournament's history. In the past, the money has often been questionable for smaller rugby league nations, with the likes of Tonga, Samoa and the United States of America all encountering problems surrounding finances. There have been times where players participated in the World Cup for free as their governing bodies could not afford to pay them. But now a deal struck by the Rugby League Players Association mandates that male, female and wheelchair players will all be guaranteed a share of at least 45% of their nation's participation fee for next year's tournament in England. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, much the same, 26. Melbourne, cloudy, 21. Hobart, similar conditions, and 18. Canberra, overcast, 19. Wollongong, much the same, and 19 degrees. Sydney, cloudy, 22. Newcastle, similar conditions, 22. Brisbane, a shower, 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, sunny, 37. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.